Live from Big Bullshit Studio. You know what I mean? Feel me? Now this is some little podcast shit I be doing, bullshit. You heard? Yeah. I mean, so you hearing it first, exclusive music. Yeah. But fuck all that, man. We ain't gonna talk about that, man. We're gonna talk about this nigga here. This nigga bullshit. Nah, man. He ain't know I was interviewing him, man, until this second. You feel me? What? Blind sight, yeah? That's how we doing it, nigga. We just pulling up. We ain't asking you to be on our show, my nigga. Say what's good to the people, man.
What's good, everybody? What's good, ladies and gentlemen?
Man, we here building the vibe. You hear that? You hear that sound, man? And I ain't even gonna tell you what this nigga played for me, man. I mean, I'm going record and say this nigga my favorite artist in Queens, man. Excluding nobody. You feel me? Now the track record is just too serious, man. My man, a nigga that produce and get busy, like, you feel me? It's like, what do you need another nigga for? Like, you feel me?
That's a sure thing.
Sure thing, man. Man, but yo, bro, what do you think? Alright, how important is drugs to music?
How important is drugs to music?
Yeah.
I mean, as far as creativity, I think niggas need to get high to expand their minds and make niggas think outside the box. You know?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. Drugs is important to music.
Yeah, but I mean, but you know, everybody got their vices, know what I mean? Like a nigga could want to go gambling before, like, know what I mean? He step in the booth or whatever, you feel me?
I mean, I don't know. So, what about losing money? It's good for fucking spies.
Niggas show up to dice games to lose all the time. Like, yo, let me get in there, man. Like, yo, man, I just lost my shit. You still got me, though?
Yeah, facts. Yo, you still got me under 2 hours, though?
All right. Now, I got you, bro. Know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. So, I guess, all right. So, your drug of choice is weed. That's it.
Marijuana. You know what I mean? I drink a little Douce, you know what I mean? Sniff a little coke and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get the juices flowing up on myself.
Hey, little party mix. Yeah, I remember I did cocaine one time by accident, son.
Nigga said he did it by accident.
Yeah, bro. Shit was crazy.
How did you feel?
That shit, I'm not gonna lie, that shit felt type good, right? But
you said it was coked up for
2 years. Yo, I went to a party one time, right? Uh-huh. Nah, man, and you feel me? I ain't think that, you feel me? Like, a bitch invites you to a party, you know what I mean? You going, you out, it's one of those nights, you feel me? Uh-huh. So, like, I mean, the bitch was like, kiss me, right? So I kissed her, right? Mm-hmm. And then when I pulled back, my whole mouth went numb.
Bitch mouth was tasting like mad penicillin.
I was like, nah, I couldn't taste nothing, bro. It was just numb. It was just tingling. You uh-huh. know what I mean? And I was like, yo, what the fuck? And she was like, relax, it's coke. Mad calm.
I don't hold you. I did coke for about 2 years.
Know what I mean?
Out of Florida. Fucking with a whole bunch of Miami boys.
Oh, what? Well, yeah. Everybody. Yeah. Ain't it like a regular custom?
I ain't gonna front. Weed out here in New York.
Yeah.
Is they coke like.
It's exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just do coke like it's a fucking, like. Yeah. You know, you go to your man's crib and be like, yo, what's up? You rolling up?
But I mean, niggas, if you went to Miami, you know why, man. You look at the show and tell me you ain't want no coke, bro. You look at them bitches and like, yo, yeah, anything goes tonight, man.
Them niggas in Miami would be on it, man.
Yeah.
Like, they be like, yo, come on, line it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know when motherfuckers go to the crib and like, yo, roll up, like, come on, so let's smoke. And yeah. They be like, yo, come on, line them up.
Yeah, line
them up. And they be like, that shit is crazy.
But I mean, this nigga Rick Ross said, cocaine running through my big vein, niggas ain't flinch, not once. That was on BMF. That was on BMF. His biggest hit, niggas ain't.
One of his right hand men, Gunplay.
Gunplay, you could, Gunplay, you could do cocaine. Ross, it was harder to tell. Know what I mean? Because Gunplay light skin, know what I mean? So, know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, he get darker when he, like, Ross is harder to tell. Know what I mean? But, yeah, man. Don't knock it till you try it, ladies and gentlemen. That's the message.
Now, we ain't telling that nigga to go out with drugs. But we said, like, cocaine ain't that bad. Like, it ain't that bad. Like, it ain't great. Like, they say it's a gateway to crack, but listen, don't wet it.
That's what Don't wet it. Look, ladies and gentlemen, everybody got their vices, man. You know what I mean? Facts. I don't judge y'all niggas for lining up at the Lotto house, right? Word, facts.
Or standing in front of the liquor store.
Nah, man. We ain't judging niggas over here, man. 2018, fuck judging, right?
You know what I'm saying? But now my vice is just straight, you know?
Straight, man. You made me think, you made me forget or remember I had two blunts.
Oh, you got weed?
Wrapped up, yeah. Because I ain't, nah, man. At first, I ain't gonna lie. At first, nah, man. I didn't know if she was going to be here, right? Mm-hmm. So if I was going to come here for no reason, right? I said, all right, I'm just going to walk around and smoke, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And go see some niggas in Queensbridge. I ain't seen yes, right? So, you know what I mean? So when you was like, hit me with the, I was like, oh, hit me on the Cash App. I was like, oh, he's serious.
Yeah, I was like,
all right, cool.
I've been here for 2 days already. Got my bag with my change of clothes in it.
Uh-huh.
I nigga, I live here. We in the stew.
Yeah, live from the stew, man.
Go to the telly over here.
Yeah, this is yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm here all day. Every day.
Alright.
In the stew lot, making this fucking banging ass music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here, bro.
Alright, man. I ain't know.
And I got weed. So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I know. Well, you know now. Yeah, I'ma do this shit.
The more you know who you are and what you want, the less you like.
Boogie sent me beats like 2 years ago. He sent me two beats. I did one of them. What's the other one? We about to get to it. And just like that, we out.
This is the story of Zen. Yeah, I think I found my soulmate. 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 A fresh breath of air, no Colgate. So driven, no road rage. Even through the fork roads, man, we so straight. Made me forget about my old bae. Made me forget about my old lady. Yeah, that bitch was so crazy. Made me get out of character, no role play. Made me scream finger fuck the world, no foreplay. Who would've known that that control freak would turn out to be a known freak? And ever since we broke up, I've been so free. And now I'm with someone that really knows me.
Frequencies, images, DMT, dopamine. This is what you bring to me. This is what you bring to me. Frequencies, images, DMT, dopamine. This is what you bring to me. This is what you bring to me.
again.
Here we go.
Stepping out, putting on the show again. Lights, camera, action, strike a pose again.
Click, click.
Lights, camera, action, strike a pose again.
Click, click.
We do it big, never lowercase. Real, recognize, real, get to know the face. Yo, feng shui, set these hoes straight. Look, baby, you're your only soulmate. Baby, you're your only soulmate.
Soulmate.
Nigga, you're your only soulmate.
Yeah, I think I found my soulmate. Yeah, I think I found my soulmate.
Alright, smoking weed is not good for you, but smoking weed don't kill you.
Smoking weed and cigarettes is not good for you. Your lungs are not made to filter.
Scientifically, smoking weed can't kill you.
Your lungs are not made to filter.
You can't even get lung cancer out of tobacco. Smoking weed out of tobacco products. You can't even get lung cancer.
Your lungs are not made to filter.
You can only get lung cancer from smoking.
Your lungs are not made to filter any kind of smoke.
You can only get lung cancer from secondhand smoke.
Your lungs are not made to filter any kind of smoke.
No,
and
it's too
So why does our brain have THC receptors?
Why does your brain have THC receptors? But there's other ways for you to intake THC.
Alright, this is my choice though.
There are no tobacco receptors.
Yeah, I understand that, but this is something.
A cigarette cannot be made unless it's processed.
The reason that you can't argue this with me, my sister.
No, the reason why you're losing is arguing with yourself.
I'm telling you.
I'm
my big sister has a
doctorate. I'm not getting involved, people. I'm just podcasting.
Okay, I'm a doctor.
Late night podcasting, people.
They never did any studies and asked people who smoke cigarettes, did they also smoke weed? Your lungs are not made to filter any kind of smoke.
At all.
And every smoker that argues this,
this be fire though.
Never takes that into account that your lungs are not
this be mad fire.
Two different things. Completely. Listen, if you want to justify killing yourself early and knowing that you're going to leave your babies behind, that's on you. But you will never, ever in your life ever get me to ever even believe that shit.
It has nothing to do with justifying it.
If you go to a doctor
and the doctor check your lungs and check
my... I am a doctor.
You are a doctor. If you go to a doctor and they check your lungs, I bet you what would be the difference between our lungs? And you probably smoke weed and I smoke cigarettes.
First, I'm an elite basketball player, and I never had a coach. His father was my only coach.
I ain't even gonna lie. This nigga Drew only had his foot broke for like a week.
Like, I'm different.
Maybe less than a week.
Like, I'm different. I hear
that nigga left his cane at my crib.
I do all that. Yeah. I'm elite.
You remember.
Yeah. I run miles. I can run a mile after smoking blunt. We about to smoke this and I'm gonna run.
But I ain't arguing with nobody because this segment is good. Keep going, guys.
But tell him that we don't give a fuck if his family got a doctorate in poetry. They don't know shit about cigarettes, nigga. Taking lives. Niggas be like, oh, my family got a doctorate. Oh, what he got a doctorate in? In dog walking. Fuck out of here. I'm fucking with you. Don't listen to me.
I got a doctorate in taking niggas' women. I am a doctor. Hey. Fuck your doctorates, man.
Yo, I met somebody.
somebody with a doctorate to try to tell me when their pop shit stop popping shit about smoking cigarettes. I'm like, nigga, what? Uh-huh. It just so happened in my back pocket I got some Nicorette. Because I got a doctorate and get everybody to live more life. Yeah. But don't listen to me. You don't want with multiple seeds. It's okay if you want to take your life. But your kids need you. They need more life. I got a doctorate.
Hey,
and keeping it real. And keeping it real. I just want to see you live. Fuck the tar on your lung. We can do an experiment. Yes. We can hold a paper napkin to the end of that cigarette. And you can take a draw or two. And I guarantee that's what's every, on the end of that napkin will be surprising you. I got a doctorate.
Yeah.
All right, I'm fucking with y'all niggas, man. I wasn't even drinking, man.
Now go ahead, rebuttal your defense.
I'm not gonna rebuttal. Nah, you gotta rebuttal. This is podcast history right now. This podcast history, my nigga. You gotta rebuttal.
I got a doctorate.
We're in the rap form.
I'm not gonna rebuttal that.
Rhyming words. And
I'm not gonna rebuttal.
I got a rebuttal. That cigarette got your breath hotter than the end of a space shuttle. And I didn't mean it to say it so disrespectful. I thought I said it subtle.
Oh.
Because I got a doctorate.
Hey.
And I got a pop shit.
Drop off.
He said, what is your doctorate in? Dog walking.
You don't got a rebuttal? That's crazy.
This fire is all off the top for the record.
No, yeah, yo, this is all off the top.
Drupal.
Tupac.
What's that black nigga? What's that nigga name again? That used to do that shit with Andy Dick.
Andy I can't Dick. Get jiggy with what? This shit, motherfucker.
The nigga used to do the stand-up comedy shit like that. Improv. This is improv rap right here.
It's improv, yep.
This is practice.
This is a commercial break.
Dropbox.
Sponsored by Self.
Inc.
Yep, Self Inc. Y'all heard it. Dropbox, the album coming. EP, mixtape, whatever. Y'all still gonna listen to it. Drupal.
Yeah.
Commercial break. Late night podcasting. My man Sensei Feng Shui.
The Windy Podcast.
My man, we got the Fashion Blood just stepped in. My hot boy Hazy.
Scar. Bandana, skull.
Nah, man. So how do you? How important is appearance in hip hop today? You think, a fashion man, fly guy?
I think it's more important now than it was before.
Mm-hmm.
Like the little niggas, they not gonna. If you're talking about Gucci and Louis, and you don't wear that shit, then they're not gonna listen to you. If you don't got these big ass stupid chains, and a lot of these rappers, shit's gonna be fake as fuck.
Yeah.
But if you ain't got these big ass crazy chains, then they not gonna believe the hype.
I feel you.
Unless you got a crazy ass following already, then it don't matter.
Yeah, cause I was about to say, like I see the two type of rappers, like, you know what I mean, like niggas that's like super duper fly, a day day life, and niggas who never been fly a day day life.
Like, but the niggas who ain't never been fly a day in their life, when they get money, what happen? They be the flyest.
Nah, hell no. X, like,
some of them
like,
be the flyest niggas ever.
Like the nigga that died X, that nigga was never fly.
But
he got stopped as some fly shit.
But look at how he performed though. and then most of the time, only little kids is watching what somebody is wearing. Like, when I be looking at rappers, I don't really be like, oh, this nigga got on Burberry, this nigga got on Gucci.
Oh,
this,
yeah, yeah.
This nigga got on fucking Vivian.
Yeah,
West,
yeah.
Vivian Westwood or whatever, or Vivian, whatever the fuck her, that bitch name that, is.
Yeah.
I only be looking at that on certain occasions. I normally be looking at fashion and shit when I'm looking at something in a fashion setting. But like when niggas is performing, fucking only, like you ever see that shit on a blog where they be putting the fucking circles around the person's outfit and shit?
Oh, yeah, out. Yeah, like, that shit is super common.
Who's watching when somebody's like, performing? You came to look at their clothes? Or yeah, did you come,
well, I mean, some shit you can't help, though. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, when the V-Lone and what you call it, well, what's that other shit? What's the sneakers?
Off-White.
When them shits start to emerge, like, nah, I couldn't help but to pay attention to that.
Yeah, but that's what different, the fuck though. Is that? But the fucking just pinpoint a nigga whole outfit while he's performing or
nah,
while
that nigga's is some
walking,
weird shit.
Nigga walking down the block and you see your favorite rapper and you don't ask them, can you get an autograph? You ask them what are they wearing? Like that's some gay shit.
Nah, yeah, that shit is a little weird. I ain't even gonna lie. What you got on today, right?
That's some shit for TMZ.
what you got on today? What are you wearing? Like, nah, man. Like, it's just saying, like, yo, you fly, nigga, man. I like that shit.
Yeah. That's how life is nowadays, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. Yeah. We can't talk too soon, man. We're about to have the COV shit printed up. And I know niggas is gonna be stopping us, like, you know what I mean? Like, where you get that? You know what I mean?
True.
Yeah.
I wanna change the logo, though.
You wanna change the logo?
Oh, no, bro.
But what ideas you have?
I mean, I like that logo. Just change it up. I don't know, make it a little bit more realistic. A little modernize it.
Nah, that's fleet. Modernize the logo.
Two black hands. So you guys know where we definitely
stand. And they know definitely where we stand.
Like, new band. We ain't listening to these niggas. These niggas the fuck out of here.
Like, no, we didn't mean it. We was joking. Love us again.
Nah, but white, know what I mean? But white people love that shit too.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, white people love everything connected to
black people.
Yeah, they can't help it. We're like a phenomenon.
They like stealing our shit too.
yeah. But that's why they're fascinated. They want to know more information about it so we can replicate. We were supposed to perform at an art show with the Tech 9, the Tech 2. He postponed it to the end of the summer.
That's really good.
So y'all look out for that show at the end of the summer.
I got a chance to get on stage and fuck it out. Knees weak, arms straight.
Yeah, you could. It wouldn't have been right. All my shirt,
small spaghetti. Yeah,
we had to.
And he wrote down. And a whole crowd.
We had to perform the hits, man. Like, know what I mean?
Mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking, what?
Nah, we had to perform the hits. If we did the show, it would have been funny. We would still did it, but it would have been funny.
I haven't performed in mad long. Fucking, I be getting them bumblebees and butterflies.
Butterflies, yeah.
They be fighting. Bad man, nothing.
I remember last time I performed at the Merrick shit, I didn't get no butterflies at all. I don't think I cared about that show.
Because it probably was whack.
Nah, you know what it was? The bouncer.
Wait, what Merrick shit?
what's it called? Arenas?
It's a ball?
No, it's Dubai now. Club Dubai right there.
Who threw it?
I don't know. I forgot who threw it, but Roborock was involved. Shout out to Roborock. He was involved. It was the bikini boxing event. Yo, them niggas is, I like how they, the last shit I went to, the bikini boxing, I ain't perform, but I'm glad I went.
Well, I bitch got her titty punched out.
Nah, two bitches really started fighting, too. And then, like, it was some Brooklyn Bloods, right? Mm. I mean, and they sponsored a Spanish fighter. And somebody forgot to tell her that, like, yo, y'all not really fighting. Y'all just supposed to look sexy in the ring. So she started really throwing shit, and bitches got tight. They was like, yo, if you punch her after the bell again, we gonna jump you. Like, we gonna wash you up here. So then the Brooklyn Blood start threatening them, my man. And the bitches was looking at them like, this whole, like nigga, this whole hood is blood. Like, yeah, that shit was funny, Sid. Shout out to Roborock, man. Like, yo, this whole hood is blood. You don't care about you threatening us with your, my man. Yo. Mm-hmm. Bezo, what up,
yo,
bro?
Jay, what's good, baby? How you doing, my brother? It's cracking with you.
It's cracking, big bro.
Yo, my nigga. Congratulations to you, big homie. Something
to
you, my G. I'm proud of you, man.
Thanks.
Congrats, bro. How you doing? You all right?
It's your turn.
Nah, no, your no, turn. No. Don't waste that aura on me. Taking my time, baby.
I got slip up, man. Ain't nobody caught me slipping yet, bro.
No lacking. No,
nobody caught me slipping. I forgot to put the silence. I forgot to put the silence on the cannon. Forgot to put the silence on the cannon. Come just on, yeah.
You three for three?
Yeah.
Three.
Nah,
oh,
I mean,
couple ghosts. You a ghost dad?
Nah, not a ghost dad, but
no. He's definitely a ghost.
Couple possibilities.
I be taking bitches to court.
You gotta prove it.
You said I gotta prove it?
Yeah. Nah, they gotta prove it. Right?
Mm-hmm. Take bitches to court. No, that's not what I meant. What I mean by I be taking bitches to court, you don't let me see my kid,
mm-hmm.
We going to court.
Oh, yeah, you are that type.
If I took you to court already, okay. And you don't follow the judge's rules for visitation and all that shit, mm-hmm. take your ass back to court.
Yes, sir. Let the white man handle it.
I don't know. I don't even be wanting to do that, but it's like, you know.
Business is business, especially when you're trying to involve me.
Damn, that's crazy. It's really a business deal out here, bro.
That's crazy.
It should, yeah.
I don't want to speak on this one situation, but she might be getting locked up.
Nah.
Oh, facts.
Because next time we go to court, if she don't come, she moved out the state. If she don't come back up here, and I'm funny. I served her in just enough amount of time where she wouldn't be able to come up here.
Because
the ass should never fucking left. I wasn't even going to, but she violated. She came on my Facebook page talking about, did you forget you got a kid? Like, no.
Yeah.
No. Like, never. I would never forget my first daughter. She looks like me. I would never forget her. But yeah. You fucking moved away. You got a whole fucking new nigga in the house. She be doing all type of shit that I don't appreciate, or shit I just wouldn't even do. I don't think that that's some shit that you should do as a parent, and then you paint me to be the bad guy.
Oh yeah, because you know they know the courts is gonna be on their side.
That's them. I don't care. That's them. Yeah, I mean, you could cut that out. I mean, that's them assuming.
Talk to people.
Wait, who was that again? The NBC of who?
The chairman
of NBC.
Well, I think it's CBS or NBC. I don't know who. I forgot which network. I just read it a little second ago.
Hmm.
I literally, when I came home, and I was like, like dimming down the brightness of my phone. Mm-hmm. I literally looked at my phone and it said the chairman of CBS, but I can't. It's on my phone. I can go look to clarify.
That's crazy.
But the chairman of CBS, NBC.
Now you know what it is. We just in the age of the propaganda.
Me too. Any
propaganda. Me too. Mm-hmm. Whatever Trump doing.
Look at the slut walk. Amber Rose slut walk got more people supporting them. If you say, fuck this slut walk, fuck this, fuck that. It's like you basically saying, like, fuck the gays.
Yeah.
Fuck the transgenders.
Fuck women.
Fuck equality. Fuck equality. Like, it's like they put a whole category behind. I'm not saying fuck everybody. Yeah. I'm just saying fuck you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But... we got to celebrate one time Charlamagne being found not guilty, man. Because they be trying to assassinate the black man.
Even my guy, Neve from Catfish. They tried to get him.
Tried to get him the fuck out of here.
No, they tried.
They tried.
That bitch was lying.
And they had to give him.
They did a whole investigation behind that shit.
Man.
And he said, yo, I'm not coming back unless y'all give me.
Y'all got to re-up the bag for that. Y'all gotta re up all the way the bag. Y'all gotta re up the bag. Like, fuck all of that. So.
He said, my iced tea need a refill.
Yep.
My ice melted.
And all of this, and we know for a fact that Trump touched. What's her name?
Trump is debris. Trump got so much power.
Yeah.
Trump power is like. It's deeper than Illuminati.
Yeah.
It's deeper than Freemason.
You know Trump touched Stormy Daniels and
it's just about,
and the other joints that claims.
His money is like so deep. And his money affects so much other people's money.
Mm-hmm.
He's involved in so much dirt behind the scenes that you will never hear about. His amount of connections. That's why he's so close to the Russian guy.
Yeah.
That's why he's not talking bad about the Russian guy.
At all.
Because that billionaire Russian guy is one of his partners.
that nigga turned his back on his own home, what was supposed to be his homies, the FBI and all of them.
No, that's his homies. That's his staff.
That's your homies. And what you call it. You ain't never supposed to turn on the soldiers.
They not billionaires. Those guys are just pawns in a game of chess. They use them as pawns. But Bernie Madoff was a pawn in a bigger game.
Yeah.
There was plenty of people. There was plenty of people down in that Ponzi scheme.
Yeah. Yep.
Judges.
Man, it's just
the judges. You got attorney generals. You got all kinds of people that was down with that.
Oh, yeah, watch him get out, because now people not paying attention no more.
He's in there, a king right now. He's living like a king in there.
Yeah, nah, he's going to get out, though, soon.
He's going to get out.
He's going to get out soon.
He's coming home to a
He coming home this year.
He's coming
I guarantee
home
you.
To the biggest money he ever had in
his life. Remember I said that, too. He coming home this year.
He's coming home
Everybody's going to be so focused on propaganda.
When he got locked up, that he had $110 million. $110 million
on Tuck.
In accounts. And look, that was only a small percentage of the total money that was really involved.
They probably was like, look, man, you gotta.
They said, yo, you gotta go down.
You gotta go down, man. You got, like,
they
look.
They said, yo, I promise.
It's getting
you
too crazy. We're gonna take care of you.
They said, yo, your Italian chef will be in there.
Yeah.
Not worried about that. A goddamn thing. The CEOs work for you.
Yep.
But we need you to take this charge. We need you to take this.
Yeah, you gotta lay down, man. You gotta be humble. You gotta be humble and sit down.
His white ass, old ass took one for the team.
Like, all right, man, I'll go down.
Bernie Madoff, like how you seen the Goodfellas and them niggas living back in the day when they was locked up?
Oh, yeah.
With Italian chefs.
So, like, politicians are like the new mafia.
With transactions, money transactions.
The politician's always been the mafia. When you think about it.
That's how he has it.
Yeah.
He's not living in like no 4x4. He's living the whole floor. He got a whole dormitory to himself.
Yeah, he's good.
Bernie Madoff is a kingpin. When he come home, he's gonna have more money than he ever had in his life. And he got locked up with $110 million. And that was only a small chunk change.
Covenant.
Yeah. Show scope. It's a secret society. All we ask is trust, covenant, government. All we have is us, I just tell you how a nigga feel with a lot of skill. You heard me rap, you think of Bernie Mac when he was Dollar Bill. I got the chill, cause me being too black, I mean that copper kill. My top of spill, and when you wave your flag, I just got the nail. This not for real, we watch them sip they lean, sniff and pop a pill. We see them die, and even though we cry, we ain't stopping still. You blind, baby, tell me what the fuck is going on in your mind, baby. Is you really on them, is you silly on them, or you deady on them? You shine, baby, my fuck a thought bump, ruckin' rock and say fuck a cop, cause that's wine, baby. I'm just the type to say fuck a fight and don't touch the mic, cause that's mine, baby. All facts, no line, baby. It's scary times and it's getting spooky. You say you down like Nino Brown, but we turn around and we getting pooky. Hands up, nigga, don't you shoot me, cause I ain't wearing no fucking vest. This supposed to be home, though. Why you treating me like a fucking guest? COV, we the fucking best. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. All your girl want is two balls, and I bet the bitch go nuts about it. I'm going into the White House with street clothes, no cuts about it. And blow a blunt right in front of Trump and not give two fucks about it.
I said it's a secret society. All we lack is trust. Covenant, government, all we got is us. We know we want is freedom. No nigga, can you tell me what we free from? And where I'm from, you just take it if you need something. Like, let me hold that nigga, I just wanna see something. But let a nigga dead try be something. They probably gun him down right in the street or something. I suspect they try and keep us in the street or something. When they read us our rights, we don't believe them. I think the lowest make the trap us in freedom. Hey, but you ain't hear that from me, son. Nah, I ain't tryin' preach or nothing. But they say that each one teach one. It's time to dig in our pockets. Group economics, put together dollars, spread wealth and knowledge. Tell every gangster, to tell every scammer, to tell every dope boy, to tell every dancer, to ask every question, to tell every answer. Yeah, we had enough of that. Welcome to the covenant.
We just started our own government. Call it covenant government. We invite you to join us. Dear God, favor I want to take it. Hey, new wack weapon. Yeah.
Showing up as if they paying. If
they paying,
yeah. I came in with cocaine and I don't give a fuck. Niggas, I don't make no cocaine statements. Hey, hey, I've been on big K. Turn that big K to a big K. Hey.
Yeah.
Stuck up in the great way. I got dreads with deep waves. I do like beat days. Life is a beach these days.
Life's a beach.
Yeah. Tupac, right? It's a freestyle. It's the Dropbox freestyle. I ain't had no skits on there.
Nope.
So Extra was like, yo, you don't got no skits. So I'm giving him some skits right now.
Yeah. You know some personality. You feel me?
It's all off the top. Practice make perfect. Listen, y'all niggas be practicing to be a perfect dickhead. That's why y'all perfectly thick-headed. Yeah. I'm practicing to be a rock star, yeah?
Yeah.
Whenever you practice, you're going to make it perfect. So keep practicing being a dick rider, nigga. Hey, drop box.
Drop box. the Horn of the Pig.
Yep.
Pineapple Express. I miss the Express bus.
Limited.
I'm Uber.
Uber.
Uber XL.
Yeah. Yeah.
My bitch in there, I don't give a fuck. Look at her nails. It's they lace.
Yeah.
It's they rap.
Huh?
Lace front weave.
Yeah.
Where that say?
Huh?
You know how we doing?
Huh?
I like this bitch.
Huh?
And make it look good for me. Dress it up and make it look good for me.
Ha!
I bring a bad joint through the hood with me. Niggas ain't know what's good with me.
Who that?
Niggas wanna know what's good with me. Tell them niggas I keep the bad with me.
Yeah?
Don't make me mad, homie.
Damn.
Thunk in the glad, homie. Bad.
Hi, this song is kind of depressing, but it's a good one, so it's gonna happen. Enjoy. Art is dead. Art is dead. Art is dead. Art is dead. Entertainers like to seem complicated, but we're not complicated. I can explain it pretty easily. Have you ever been to a birthday party for children? One of the children won't stop screaming, cause he's just a little attention attractor. When he grows up to be a comic or actor, he'll be rewarded for never maturing, for never understanding or learning that every day can't be about him. There's other people, you selfish asshole. I must be psychotic. I must be demented to think that I'm worthy of all this attention, of all of this money you worked really hard for. I slept in late while you worked at the drugstore. My drug's attention, I am an addict, but I get paid to indulge in my habit. It's all an illusion. I'm wearing makeup, I'm wearing makeup, makeup, makeup. Art is dead, so people think you're funny. How do we get those people's money? Art is dead, rolling in dough while Carlin rolls in his grave. His grave, his grave. This show has got a budget. The show has got a budget. And all the poor people way more deserving of the money. Budget, cause I wanted my name in lights, when I could have fed a family of four for 40 fucking fortnights, 40 fucking fortnights. I am an artist, please God forgive me. I am an artist, please don't revere me. I am an artist, please don't respect me. I am an artist, feel free to correct me. Self-centered artist, self-obsessed artist. I am an artist, I am an artist. But I'm just a kid, I'm just a kid, I'm just a kid, kid. And maybe I'll grow out of it.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.